The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs and David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine.
So that's the situation, I'm afraid, Rabbi Fine. If we can't cut our costs, then seat charges will have to go up again this year.
So we'll just have to tighten our belts.
And as long as you don't cut the heating again, that synagogue's freezing in the winter.
You go to shul to pray, not to sunbathe. If it's too warm, people start nodding off.
Only when there's a bit too much hot air in your sermon.
What do you mean, a bit?
Look, the point is that we need some extra income. You see, I was talking to Nat Kay this morning.
Nat Kay? Well, he must be the richest man in the congregation. If he can't help us with a little donation, nobody can.
And all from selling a few fish.
Oh, well, he worked hard on that business. Up at 4 every morning for years to get down to Billingsgate.
4 o'clock? That's earlier than we have to get up to pray.
Ah, but no matter how much you pray, Rabbi, you're never going to sell your synagogue seat to Mac Fisheries for $250,000.
I thought he was retired.
Yeah, it's a few years since Nat gutted his last haddock.
And you think he might be prevailed upon to divert some of his fishy fortune in our direction?
Tell him it'll be good for his soul.
Oh, that's very good. It's fine. You don't want Rabbi's soul.
I heard it. Nothing wrong with my herring.
Oh, no, please stop it. Look, now look, the point is, his daughter is getting married.
Oh, lovely. I do like a nice wedding.
Oh, lovely. How much income will it bring in?
Enough to keep us all from freezing next winter.
Mind you, his daughter. What's her name? I can't place it.
It's Bernice, Rabbi.
Who's she marrying?
Oh, Clive somebody. He moved in here a couple of years ago.
No, I don't know him either.
Well, look, they may not be the most regular of attenders, but still a wedding's a wedding. And where else are they going to get married?
Bernice, Clive. Hi. Great to see you.
Hi, Sue. Very nice service.
As per normal.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. So, you two lovebirds any closer to setting a date yet?
Well, we don't want to wait too long, do we, honey bundles?
Can't come too soon for me, chickadee.
Well, yes, I can see that.
What do you mean?
Well, when I suggested everyone shake hands with the person sitting next to them, I didn't mention anything about having a quick snog as well.
Oh, sorry. We're not used to shaking hands.
He's just such a lovely, cuddly big lump, isn't he?
Yes. Well, when you stop cuddling long enough to decide on a date, let me know, and we'll get you down in the diary.
Oh, we will. After all, this is where we first met, isn't it, Bernie, my little boopaloo?
Clivey Chubby Chops and I first met right here in this hall. You introduced us, Sue, remember?
Yes, well, I just had a hunch that the two of you might get on together. Oh, I see you. Isabel?
Hi.
And I'll take a quarter of the chopped herring as well.
Quarter herring?
Yes.
Oh, Brian. I thought I recognised you.
Hi, Melvin.
So, you've forsaken Michael's Deli too, eh?
Yeah, afraid so. They may not know you from Adam in here, but you're not stuck behind a line of yakking yenters.
Yeah, and they've got a car park.
Quarter chopped herring.
Thanks.
So, how's life in the brave new world of the reform?
Oh, not too bad. Profits up 7% this year.
Uh-huh, yeah, pretty good.
How about you?
Oh, well, we're keeping our heads above water, as the Israelites said at the Red Sea. Mind you, I must admit, this wedding will help.
Oh, who's that then?
It's Nat Kay's daughter. You know them?
Bernice and Clive?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, old mate. Afraid they're having it at our place. The lovely young couple are very friendly with Sue.
Oh, are they?
Yep. Or Suki Wookie Woo Woos, as they probably call her.
Oh, well, it's no big deal. One wedding, more or less.
Yes, most of the younger people round here are members of the Reform now. And you know what that means?
What does it mean?
Weddings, babies, bar mitzvahs soon. A constant stream of events. Keeps everyone interested. And a constant stream of income.
Well, funerals are also good.
Funerals? And when there's only one left, who'll bury him? Face it, Melvin. You are whistling in the wind.
Look, we'll see. Look, how long has the reform movement been going?
Oh, about 100 years.
Well, there you are, then. When you've been going a few thousand like we have, then you can tell me that I'm whistling in the wind.
Okay, yeah, okay. Anyway, I must get on. Got a few more things to get.
Yeah, me too.
How did we manage to fill our Sunday mornings before supermarkets were open, eh?
Those were the days when a bloke could have a nice long lie-in, catch up with the Jewish Chronicle.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen that new thing in the JC, that Life with a Rabbi?
Oh, yes. Very good, isn't it? Considering it's written by a rabbi's wife.
Yeah, so they say. It might just be written by a journalist.
What, just made up?
Yeah, it could be. It's anonymous, isn't it?
It does seem a bit exaggerated.
Exactly. Could anyone be quite as bad as she makes him out to be?
I don't suppose so.
Well, Simone will be wondering where I am. See you around, Melvin.
Yeah, see ya.
Sorry about that wedding.
Oh, well, easy come, easy go.
This is serious, Melvin. Very serious.
I know it is.
If we don't get that wedding, we're in real trouble.
It'll be a disaster. Financially, that wedding was our insurance policy.
Mm, but it's not just that. If Nat Kay's girl can't get married in Hillfield Orthodox, who will?
I don't know. Perhaps if we could speak to the couple.
We must. If we remind them of the importance of keeping these historical links alive, of marrying in the family synagogue.
It might not be so easy, Rabbi. They've been in the clutches of you-know-who for quite a while.
I'm surprised the Reform do weddings. I'd have thought that would be a bit old-fashioned for them.
Well, a few hundred to hire the synagogue, plus a rabbi's fee, that's never old-fashioned.
What else did Brian Franks have to say for himself?
Well, not much. We were talking about that life with the rabbi thing in the JC.
Oh, yes. I've had a look at that. Quite amusing in parts. Wonder who's writing it.
Well, Brian thinks it might be fictitious.
Could be. That rabbi's ridiculous. Too silly to be true.
That's what we were thinking.
Mind you, it could be Moshe Ginsburg.
Yeah, you never know. Anyway, Rabbi, I'll have a word with Nat about his daughter and see if she and her intended will grant us an audience.
I hope so, Melvin. Otherwise, it's one more step down the slippery slope for us.
Yeah. Not to mention goodbye to me, supplying the bride's mother's dress, the bridesmaids, the groom's mother. Oh, it's serious, all right.
Oh, hi, Sadie.
Sue, how are you, dear?
Oh, fine, thanks. Just paying a few bills out of my gyro account.
Oh, right. I only came in for some stamps for these letters.
Oh, I hardly send letters now. You must let me introduce you to the delights of email.
You may have to. With all these lottery tickets and photo booths in here now, they soon won't have room for stamps.
Excuse me.
Oh, your letters.
Oh, honestly, some people...
Here, I'll pick them up for you.
They'll have all got grubby.
No, they're not too bad. Here you are.
Thanks.
Oh, the Chronicle. Sending them a letter.
Well, yes, sort of.
You'll be telling me next you're the mystery woman who writes Life with a Rabbi.
Yes.
What? It is you?
Afraid so.
I should have guessed. Yet another string to your bow. It's very good.
Thank you. Obviously, I'd rather it didn't... get around.
Don't worry. Your secret is safe with me.
Cashier number 70.
Ah, that's me. In the old days, it was that nice Mrs. Jenkins. Now it's cashier number 7. Bye, dear.
Bye. Hey, maybe you should put them all together in a book. Oh, sorry.
You've had some great ideas, Sue, but to be honest, I think that's going a bit far.
I don't see why. We have to keep adding value to the whole synagogue experience.
Oh, yes, but a photo me booth detract a bit from the dignity of the place, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be in the front entrance hall, not in the synagogue itself.
Oh, I still think a coffee machine's a better idea. People will always buy coffee. How often do they need a photo taken?
Maybe. Oh, by the way, I was talking to Bernice and Clive yesterday.
Oh, the Romeo and Juliet of Hillfield. What did they have to say in that uniquely nauseating fashion of theirs?
No, now, Brian, they happen to be two valued members of our congregation. Haven't you and Simone got pet names for each other?
Once upon a time.
Well, then.
But only in private. Those two will probably sign the marriage register. Effalump loves Huggy Bum or something.
Well, I don't care what they sign it, as long as they sign it here. Bernice's parents have got Rabbi Fine going round for a little chat with her and Clive.
Have they, indeed?
Yeah, along with his sidekick, that Melvin.
But Bernice and Clive will get married in our place, won't they? They've been coming for ages.
Oh, Rabbi Fine might be getting on a bit, but he's still a pretty wily operator. He'll get at them through the parents.
Ah.
Indeed, ah. So, we'll just have to fight fire with fire.
Meaning?
Leave it to me. I'll work something out.
Won't be easy. They're pretty staunch Orthodox.
I'll work on her dad. I'm a rabbi and a woman. That should be a pretty irresistible combination.
Bernice, sweetheart. All I'm asking you to do is listen to what Rabbi Fine has to say.
I know what he'll have to say. Come and get married in my synagogue.
So listen to what he says and then think about it. That's all Daddy and I are asking.
It's all we're asking.
Nat, please, I'm dealing with this.
The thing is, Mr. K, we like the Reform Synagogue. I don't think we'd feel comfortable getting married anywhere else.
That'll be him. Now, please, he's come specially to see you, a busy man like him, so at least talk to him. Nat, don't leave the rabbi standing on the doorstep.
Okay, I'm going.
No, I'll go. Oh, leave the rabbi standing on the doorstep.
All right, Snufflewaffle.
Yes, waste of time, though.
I know.
So why do we have to go through all this?
Oh, it'll keep Mummy happy.
Oh, Rabbi Fine, Mr. Livingstone, come in. Oh, please, Rabbi, sit down. Take my husband's chair. Nat!
Oh, yes, Rabbi, please.
Please don't get up for me.
Oh, unless you prefer another chair. Do you need to sit any particular way? Like facing Jerusalem? I'm not sure which way it is from here.
No, Mrs. Kay, it's only during certain prayers we face Jerusalem. Not all the time. Would make life rather difficult.
Of course. What am I thinking? Otherwise you'd have to keep pirouetting round corners, wouldn't you?
Any chair will be fine. Well, good evening, Nat.
Evening, Rabbi. Long time no see.
Well, you know where I am, Nat, especially Saturday mornings.
Oh, Mr. Livingstone, please have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, evening, Nat. Oh, and you too must
be... Oh, my goodness, yes. Rabbi, Mr. Livingstone, this is my daughter, Bernice.
Bernice.
And her fiancé, Clara.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, look, we'll leave you to it, I think. I'm sure you've got lots to talk about. Just call us if you need us. Nat!
What's that there? Oh, yes, right. Just call us if you...
Nat!
Oh, right, I'm coming.
Well, Bernice, mazel tov, and Clive, you're a lucky man. You've got a lovely bride.
Yes, I know.
And so like her mother.
Oh, you know, Bernice. Bernice, I remember when we used to see you in the synagogue when you were a little girl. You were a lovely little girl. You
what a lovely little girl.
And you know, even all those years ago, I could clearly remember Rabbi Fine saying to me how much he was looking forward to marrying you.
Pardon?
Well, officiating at your wedding.
Oh,
and now here we all these years later, and it looks like his wish is going to come true.
Well, there could be a slight problem there.
A problem? What could possibly be a problem?
We're regular attenders at Rabbi Jacob's synagogue.
Rabbi Jacob's? Do we know a Rabbi Jacob's?
Jacob's. Oh, I suppose they mean the Reform Synagogue?
The Reform is all very well. It has its place as a meeting place, a social club.
Absolutely. You won't hear Rabbi Fine and I knocking the Reform.
No, you welcome it. And Miss Jacobs is doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, we were just saying on the way here, she's an absolute treasure.
So, no problem then.
Well, if only it was as simple as that.
What do you mean?
What I mean is Miss Jacobs is not a true rabbi, and her establishment is not a true synagogue.
Well, that's what you say.
I'm afraid it is. You see, a marriage there would have no validity.
Valid enough for us, thank you.
She simply doesn't have the authority.
I'm sorry, but that's just nonsense.
We know you young people see things differently, but surely... Surely, while there's the tiniest sliver of doubt, then for your wedding day...
The most important day of your life.
For your wedding day, it must make sense to come to the synagogue you grew up in. The synagogue you've always known.
Well, we know another synagogue now.
And there's no point saying it's not a true synagogue, because to us it is.
But look at it, it's just a square shed.
No history, no tradition, no grandeur.
No threadbare carpets, no cracks in the plaster.
Yeah, well, it's not easy to maintain an old building.
No icicles in the toilet.
Oh, those toilets. It's all right for men.
Somehow I just cannot believe you're going to forsake the place where you're known and you're loved for the sake of a couple of cracks in the plaster.
The place where your mother and father have been coming almost all their married lives.
Not to see their daughter married in the Orthodox synagogue, they'd be devastated.
Don't think they're that bothered, actually.
Oh, no, they've often told me down the years how much they've been looking forward to it.
It's not that we've anything against you. Not personally.
I doubt they'd even feel like making much of a reception if it was in the Reform.
Do you?
You do want your mother and father to be happy on your wedding day, don't you?
Oh, Clive.
Oh.
How are you four getting on? I'm forgetting my manners, Rabbi, Mr. Livingstone. Can I get you anything? A drink?
No, thank you, Mrs. Kay. We were just getting along nicely.
Oh, right. I'll leave you to it, then.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. We've been going to the Reform for quite a while now. All our friends are there. We've given it quite a lot of thought, and That really is where we want to get married, isn't it, Tiggy Wiggy?
Yes, Clivey Dumplebump.
So thanks for coming, but our minds really are made up.
Well, I can see that you know what you want.
If you're sure, the last thing we want is to change your mind.
And we wish you every happiness.
A blessing on you both. Mazel tov.
Yeah, mazel tov.
Thank you, yes. Well, if there's nothing else, we really must be,
There you are. Oh, everything sorted out?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, lovely. How about a celebratory schnapps? Matt?
All right, I'm coming.
Oh, hello, Mr. K. Yes, Sue Jacobs here. Rabbi Sue Jacobs from the Reform Synagogue? How are you? Good. And Mrs. K? I was wondering, would it be possible for the two of us to meet? Oh, one or two things I'd like to discuss with you about the upcoming celebrations. Okay. Uh-huh. 99 Bridge Club. Yep. Victoria Road. You and Mrs. K must be starting to get excited.
Well, of course, they haven't set a date yet, and I'm not really the excitable type.
Oh, you businessman. Take it all in your stride, eh?
Well, do Harriet gets excited for both of us.
Well, mother of the bride. I was really just wondering, would it be possible for me to come round for a chat with you and Mrs. K one evening?
Well, if you think it would be useful.
I'd like to be sure the two of you are quite comfortable with the idea of a reform wedding.
Well, it doesn't bother me. Mind you, I don't think my wife would be quite so happy about it.
Well, I'm sure I can clear up any worries she might have. I'll bring my chairman, if I may. You know Brian Franks?
Yes, I think so.
What evening might suit?
Let's see. How about Wednesday?
Wednesday's fine. About 7:30?
All right. I'll tell Harriet. Two rabbis in the house in 1 week. I've never been so popular.
Oh, you've had Rabbi Fine round, have you?
Well, I had a little chat with Bernice and Clive. Between you and me, I think he'd like the wedding at his place.
Do you really think so? Well, I'm sure we can come to an amicable agreement.
Something that suits everybody.
Absolutely. I'll see you Wednesday, then.
Wednesday it is. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Abraham, stop going round with your face tripping you. There'll be other weddings.
Not of Nat Kay's daughter, there won't be. A family like that, they'd have splashed out all the trimming.
You've said it often enough yourself. Weddings aren't about how much money people spend.
Oh, that was before Melvin showed me the books.
Look, as long as they're happy, that's the most important thing.
We almost had her. If her mother hadn't come in just at that moment...
Well, if she was doubtful, maybe you'll get a chance to speak to them again.
Yes, yes. Melvin and I must go back up there, and we'll get Nat and Harriet to stay in the room this time.
Good idea.
Four of us, they might not be able to resist.
So, meanwhile, sit and relax.
Oh.
I'll get lunch in a minute. Here, read the Chronicle. The wedding's supposed to be a happy occasion, not the cause of all this bickering. They've got their whole lives for that. What's so funny?
I like this Life with a Rabbi. Do you ever read it?
Oh, I glanced at it now and again.
Listen. His greatest worry is the ever more dilapidated state of his synagogue. He takes more care setting the mouse traps in the kitchen than he does setting the Holy Torah on the lectern. I'm sure this is kid's work.
You think so?
You know, it sounds like him, the silly old fool. Mind you, I know how he feels. We've got mice.
Oh, have we?
Several hours each week are spent in the agonies of writing his sermon. This effort is matched only by that expended by the members of his congregation to avoid listening to it. It's unbelievable.
I know.
As if he were being paid by the word. He strives Dickens-like to find a circumlocutory turn of phrase wherever a simple word would do. Mark of a bad orator, that.
You said it.
Keep it simple. Keep it concise, straightforward, unambiguous perspicuity. That's my motto.
So you see, Mrs. K, you really don't have anything to fear from a reform wedding.
Oh, yes, I do understand that,
Bernice and Clive will be legally married, absolutely and completely.
Well, to us it's just not quite the same. We've always been Orthodox.
Always been Orthodox?
Well, a lot of people say that when what they mean is that they're members of the Orthodox synagogue. Are you really Orthodox in the full sense?
I keep a kosher home.
Oh, I am sure you do. But what about away from home? Mr. Kerr, you're staying in a hotel. What do you have for breakfast?
Bacon and eggs.
Nut!
Well, we do. Most Jews have bacon and eggs for breakfast in a hotel. It's traditional.
Well, that's my point, you see. We all pick and choose which bits of the religion are important to us. The Reform Synagogue is just acknowledging that.
Well, I don't know. We've known Rabbi Fine a long time. We'd hate to let him down.
What do you think, Mr. Kay?
He agrees with me.
Well, if it's what the kids want, dear, it's their wedding.
What's that got to do with it?
Well,
23 years I've been looking forward to my daughter getting married. I want everything to be, well, you know, just right.
And what Bernice wants, Mrs. Kay? Wouldn't that be just right? To give her what she wants on her wedding day.
The most important day of her life.
You want your daughter to be happy on her wedding day, don't you?
Well, of course.
Oh, that'll be the kids now.
They've been in Manchester.
Oh.
They went to see Clive's mother for a couple of days. A lovely woman.
A lovely woman. May she stay in Manchester. So go let them in.
So why do you think I've stood up to say Kaddish?
Nice talk. Nice talk with a rabbi in the house. Oh, you will have to excuse him. He hasn't been the same since the local fishmonger became a mobile phone shop.
Oh, that's all right.
People can't eat phones, he keeps saying.
Well, true enough.
There again, you can't call home on a kipper.
Sorry?
Would you come in, please? Here we are.
And how are the two lovebirds?
Harriet, dear, it's Rabbi Fine and Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Oh, Rabbi, Mr. Livingston. Oh, do come in. Oh, my goodness. Do you all know each other?
We have met.
Well, we didn't realise you had company, Mrs. Kay. Evening, Sue. Brian.
Evening.
And what brings you two gentlemen round?
We rather thought the young couple might be here, Mrs. Kay. Aren't they usually here on a Wednesday?
Oh, normally, yes. But they're on their way back from Manchester.
Visiting his mother, a very nice woman.
Yes, Nat. So now we all know.
You know Bernice and Clive are members of our congregation.
Planning to get married in our synagogue.
Well, we don't know that for certain.
Or they seem pretty set on it.
As Mr. Livingston says, we don't know.
In fact, the last time we spoke to them, they were quite undecided.
Oh, were they? Strange how they never mentioned that to me.
Well, I wouldn't know what they mention to you and what they don't, but as a family, Mr. and Mrs. Kay and Bernice haven't really made up their minds.
And Clive.
Who? Oh, yes, and Clive.
Well, Bernice and Clive had certainly made up their mind as far as we were concerned.
Minds can be changed.
And who's changing them? Well,
I hope you're not suggesting that we're trying to influence them.
Oh, not much. What are you doing here, then?
I think I'm entitled to visit Mr. and Mrs. Kay, my own congregants.
Take that in the hall, Nat.
Right, right. Well, if you'll excuse me for a minute.
So this is just a casual pastoral visit, then?
And if I would prefer to see the couple marry in a proper synagogue with the proper service, what's so wrong with that?
Rabbi Fine, when are you going to accept I am a proper rabbi running a proper synagogue and a successful one at that?
Just because everyone goes to you doesn't make you successful.
Oh, and a few old men sitting in your drafty old dump. That's a triumph, is it? It's no wonder Sadie writes that stuff about you in the Chronicle. Oh.
What do you mean? Well, what are you talking about? What is Sadie writing about me?
Well, it's...
You don't mean that life with a rabbi, do you?
Yes. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Sadie is writing those articles... About me?
Yes.
I think they're very affectionate.
It's just a bit of fun.
I see. 40 years serving the Jewish community in this area, and that's what I've become. A figure of fun.
No, I didn't mean
a figure of fun and insulted.
Oh, and you saying I'm not a proper rabbi, isn't that an insult?
How can the truth be an insult?
Do you see what I mean? How am I going to get through this?
The truth is the truth. How do I get that through to you?
It was Bernice and Clive phoning from Hawaii.
Hawaii?
What, the wine bar?
No, the place in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Bernice is in Hawaii?
Yes, and she is married.
What?
They got married on the beach by a progressive rabbi under a canopy of coconut leaves. And they'll see us in a fortnight after their honeymoon. I think my wife just fainted.
A progressive rabbi, eh?
Yeah, you know what they're like.
More reform than the reform.
Exactly. To them, I'd be some old fuddy-duddy.
Still, getting married on the beach sounds quite nice.
The water lapping at your feet.
In our place, it's usually dripping on your head.
Pity, though. I'd have liked that wedding.
Abraham needed it.
I am so sorry I upset him the other night. Is he all right now?
Oh, I think so.
Well, we all said a few things we shouldn't. Heat of the moment.
I suppose he was bound to find out sooner or later. I think he's forgiven me.
Good.
I've stopped doing them now, of course.
Well, I suppose you had to. It's a shame, though. They were really good. Couldn't you do something else?
Oh, no. Why should I do the journalist's job for them? They don't offer to sleep with Abraham, do they?
That was part three of The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs, David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine, and Doreen Mantle as Sadie Fine. Henry Goodman was Melvin, and Jonathan Kidd, Brian. Eve Karp featured as Harriet, Harry Landis as Nat, Laura Shavin as Bernice, and Joshua Taub as Clive. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme music was written by Max Harris, and the program produced by John Fawcett Wilson.